The U.S. Department of Education today releases the latest reading and math scores from 4th and 8th graders across the country. The results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, better known as NAEP, are a snapshot of how students are doing in all 50 states. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The U.S. Education Department calls NAEP the nation's report card. As far as some teachers are concerned, though, it's one more report they don't care about or have time to examine.
Because you guys, you have to finish the chapter book, right?
So can I get a book?
I want all eyes on me. Dominique, Durante. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
In Tara Lee Ronzetti's frenetic world of 4th and 5th graders at Maury Elementary in Alexandria, Virginia, NAEP, like most standardized tests, is of little value to her or her students.
As a teacher, we are thinking about our kids and how they're competing. I want my students to be able to compete when they get older. I want them to have other choices besides working at McDonald's. Is NAEP helping me with that? No, it's not.
Ronzetti, the school's reading specialist, says when you've got 11 and 12-year-olds who are struggling with second grade reading and math, you don't need a NAEP report to tell you something's wrong. Back in 1969, when Congress created NAEP, lawmakers simply wanted to know how the nation's school children were doing academically over time.
So you really can compare the scores in 1970 with those in 1980 with those in 1990.
You can't do that with any other test, says David Grismer, a senior researcher at the RAND Corporation. Grismer says NAEP has become the federal government's most important tool in influencing the types of tests that states ultimately choose to measure student skills, not just in reading and math, but science and history.
NAEP will eventually influence the sort of quality and level at which states test. But as students improve, you want to sort of have a test which measures the more critical thinking skills. And I think NAEP was designed to sort of not only measure the basic skills, but the higher thinking skills. And so it might serve as an example to states in how to change their test as their students sort of make progress.
Every state that receives federal education funding these days has to participate in NAEP. That's all 50 states, of course. And it's all come about because the Bush administration is demanding that state tests be more rigorous and comparable state to state, year to year. Under the sweeping authority of the No Child Left Behind Act, states must break down reading and math scores and show how girls compare to boys, how wealthy children compare to low-income children, and how white students compare to minority students. That's what NAEP does. In fact, if it were not for NAEP, we wouldn't know just how much better minority and low-income students are doing academically today than they were 30 years ago. And that's reassuring to teachers like Tara Lee Ronzetti. Which is not to say that NAEP or any other test is ever going to tell the real story that's unfolding in struggling schools, like Maury Elementary, says Ronzetti.
I believe in standards. I do. But when I have a fifth grader and when my fifth grade teachers have fifth graders reading at a second grade level, and they, at the end of fifth grade, read at the end of a fourth grade level, which is a huge jump, they have grown so much. And that is what the public doesn't hear. All they see is the standard. You didn't pass the standard. Too bad. We're moving these kids at amazing rates. I mean...
Ronzetti pauses, catches her breath, and repeats what she just said to make sure I understood.
When a child moves 2 to 3 grade levels in reading in 1 year, they're making amazing progress.
Actually, if there's one thing that NAEP reports have shown in the last 10 years, it's that the kids who've never done well on tests are the kids who've made the most remarkable academic gains. Whether these gains hold up, we'll know later today when the U.S. Education Department releases this year's reading and math scores. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.